Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A second school shooting in as many days. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And at Thomas Jefferson High School, there's reports of a shooting. Police have nearly a dozen units on the scene at the school on Walnut Hill Lane in Northwest Dallas. NBC 5 is reporting one person was shot, has been taken to the hospital. They say it happened in the parking lot. The school has already dismissed for the day. Tonight, two churches in Arlington are holding vigils to remember the Lamar High School student shot and killed before class yesterday. And tomorrow, students will return to school.
Arlington ISD says counselors will be available for kids at Lamar High School. Outside counselor Dean Beckloff works with kids and says students will all move forward at their own pace.
That's probably going to be on an individual basis, depending on how much shock they're feeling and the loss that they may be feeling.
He says students at Lamar may feel nervous about going back there, and kids across Texas may be thinking about it, so parents can answer kids' questions and talk through their anxiety.
That's what we are wanting as parents, is for a kid to feel safe. What we might want to do is even remind them that even though it may have happened, we're generally pretty safe.
Beckloff also says kids can feel safer when they know they're not alone, and two churches in Arlington are having vigils tonight. A block north of Lamar, Most Blessed Sacrament Church has a prayer vigil at 6:15, and a block north of that, New World United Methodist Church has a vigil at 7. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
Relatives of a student killed outside Lamar High School in Arlington have identified him as Jashawn Poirier. They set up a GoFundMe account to help his family. They say Jashawn was a friendly, quiet kid who liked football and video games. The fight over school choice vouchers is heating up at the state capitol.
Governor Abbott and a couple hundred school choice supporters gathered on the North Capitol steps just a day before the first public hearing on school choice bills in the Texas Senate.
The students who choose school choice will do better, but also all of Texas students will be doing better with a robust school choice program in the state of Texas.
Texas teachers disagree, calling the program a waste of taxpayer money. Clay Robinson is with the Texas State Teachers Association.
Public schools cannot remain fully funded with a voucher bill because they're not fully funded now. And the governor should be ashamed of himself.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County prosecutors are now trying to get a judge removed from a murder case that involves the Dallas Police missing files controversy.
The DA's office accuses Judge Amber Givens of blaming them for the latest missing file snafu at the Dallas Police Department. They want her recused from the upcoming murder trial. It was during pretrial motions that we learned of a Dallas police detective who didn't properly store files or body camera video in the arrest of Nina Moreno, one of three accused of killing a Seattle tourist. Moreno's attorney, Heath Harris, wants Givens to stay.
I'm glad that she's putting her foot down and making sure that we have these discovery status hearings to ensure that we do get all the discovery that we're entitled to.
Givens has delayed the trial until next week to give police a chance to come up with the missing evidence. Otherwise, there's a chance she'll dismiss the murder case. The presiding judge of the entire region will assign another judge to hear the DA's motion. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Biden administration proposal has drawn the ire of Texas Senator John Cornyn. The proposal would allow tens of thousands of migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti to stay in the U.S. as their asylum cases are under consideration. Cornyn says that policy would make the border a magnet for unauthorized immigration, which has soared in the past few years.
Given the ongoing migration crisis and fentanyl epidemic, which is killing 70,000 Americans every year, there could not be a more important time to invest in border security.
Cornyn says he'll introduce a resolution to block that proposal. And the Cowboys have been quite active this offseason, adding depth and playmakers to the squad. One of the biggest additions is wide receiver Brandon Cooks. He spoke to the media and says he was giddy when he got traded to the Cowboys.
You talk about a dynamic team, a bunch of guys that play at a high level since the moment that they stepped into this league. You look at the defense, those guys playing out of this world, and you look at, you know, from an offensive standpoint, CD, Gallup, and the guys just making plays week in and week out. I just look forward to adding to the group. You know, I'm going to push them, they're going to push me, and we're going to feed off of one another, and the whole goal is to win.
Cowboys re-signed Dante Fowler and signed running back Ronald Jones and offensive lineman Chuma Edoga for depth. With your afternoon all-local, I'm Austin York.
The all-local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.